Kent County Youth Fair is in full swing, this annual opportunity to be educated, entertained, and inspired on the local grounds in Lowell. The morning show roving microphone on site. We catch up first with Vice President Bruce Dahl in the barn dedicated to education about ag.
We're in the Ag Adventure building, and she's milking it. Kind of a real cow.
Well, yeah, it's a fiberglass representation of a real cow, and it feels just like a real cow when you milk it. And it shows that milk doesn't come from mire, it comes from a cow.
So is that kind of what we do in this building, is we experiment with agriculture?
Yeah, we learn all about where things actually come from. We have fruit up there, we have wheat and the grains, plants, tomatoes, we have a hydroponics section up there. It's just everything about growing. We have our chicks over there, right there.
Let's go see the real chicks. And is this kind of like, is this new, Bruce?
This is the third year we've been doing this, and it's just grown out of proportion. It's great. And it's being handled by the FFA associations in the area. And here's your little chicks. You can probably hear them.
Let's take a listen. I think they're being kind of shy. Bruce, this is all part of the fair, right? I mean,
correct.
Education is a big part of the...
We're all about the kids. We want to educate the kids on how they get their food.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's important because only like 2% of people in the world are farmers, and they feed the rest of the world.
Are these real apples?
I think they're plastic.
Okay.
But there's a game that they play with it to see.
Who helps, like, do you have partners that help put this on? You said
this
FFA?
Is mostly the FFA chapters.
Are you coming?
And they do a lot of this work themselves. You know, there's parents that help too. But most of it is the actual kids doing this.
Let us see, what's your job?
It's my job to, if the chickens are food on the floor, I have to pick them up all the eggs.
Or have we laid any eggs yet?
Yes.
Really? Who lays the eggs, the chicken or the rooster?
The chickens.
The chicken
eggs. That's the rooster.
What do you do you like being here at the farm at the fair all week?
Yes.
Do you raise any animals?
Yeah.
What do you raise?
I raise goats, pigs, rabbits, and chickens.
Which is your favorite?
All of them.
I'm from the Cedar Springs FFA, so.
So you're kind of manning, keeping things in order in this ag adventure. What's this all about?
Well, it's to try to keep the kids entertained in a fun way and learn about the agricultural part of things, so.
And what are these four kids are, or three kids are sitting in in corn?
Yes. We try to think of things that kids like to have fun in, like sandboxes, and we thought corn would be a fun thing for them to play with, and it's easier to clean up than sand, so.
Tell me a little bit about the FFA and why this is important.
It's really important to us because we get to learn a lot of different things. Like, some of the kids even get into showing animals here at the fair through FFA. And we get to go around and teach so many kids things. Like, we have a PALS program at our school. And we go over and we tutor little kids in the younger kids' buildings. And it just gets them into FFA. Like, they're always so excited to see us. So,
that's great. What are you going to be for your career?
I'm not honestly sure. I've thought of a pig farm or a cattle farm. That'd be fun, so.
Each year, the Kent County Youth Fair provides an exciting opportunity to over 1,000 exhibitors and more than 40,000 patrons. Sheep, goats, chickens, and the horse.
Helena, and this is Dexter. He's a paint. He could be grumpy. And he's an Overo.
But I grew up with horses. I know about
you. So what are you going to show? What's your event?
English and Western, just regular stuff. We already did showmanship today.
Okay. How you feel?
Good. He's being good so far.
Nice.
What's it take to get to the fair? Do you spend a lot of work?
We practice Sunday every week. And then I have lessons, too. I do lessons with the trainer. Mm-hmm.
Dexter so good?
He's just a special guy. He has a beautiful movement too.
He has a beautiful horse. How do you prepare for your events?
usually do baths and practice a little bit before, and then put them in the trailer and go. Yeah, pack too.
And do you whisper in his ear and say, "Let's do this, brother"?
Yeah.
So my name is Drew Struckmeyer, and we run a Ninjas on the Move company. So it's like Ninja Warrior, the TV show, and we just take courses to different schools and events throughout the summer.
So what are the kids kids at heart in store for?
So there's a lot of different obstacles from the show. There's a lot of the iconic ones, like the quintuple steps, the warped walls, salmon ladder, cliffhanger, those types of things. And then there's a challenge course and an easier course as well for adults.
Obviously, it's physical, but what else do you want your participants to take from this?
Definitely the mental fitness side of it. You got to be able to challenge yourself and push through physical limits and the mental limits, too.
And do you get to demonstrate?
Yes. Yep. A lot of kids ask about that. So I probably run the wall about 100 times this week.
And this is, here you are at a fair. A fair is often not just animals. It's stretching ourselves.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun to add just a very different type of thing. That the rides are exciting. Obviously, the animals are cool to look at, but this provides a whole other element that a lot of fairs don't have.
John Scutt, parent, volunteer, and also work with the Kent County Fair Board. We're shearing sheep today, and when we get a sheep ready for show, we will shear them, which is kind of like a haircut for sheep. So we'll shear them close. The other thing we'll do is make sure that their feet are trimmed, and then we'll work on their legs a little bit to kind of fluff them up and get them prepared for the judge. The sheep show is on Wednesday, and a lot of kids are getting ready for that. We work with some families and try to help them along because there's a lot of different equipment that gets used. So it's a good time here.
Yeah, and what's the judging? Who's going to win your blue ribbon? What goes into winning?
Sure. There's three major categories. One is called showmanship, and that's how the youth handles and exhibits their sheep, so it's judged on the kid. There's another division called market lamb, and the judge will be looking at the lamb as far as suitability and picking out the best lamb to be used for meat. And then the third category is breeding stock, and those animals are males and females that will be evaluated for genetics and breeding purposes down the road.
How's this one? What are the chances of a blue ribbon here?
Pretty good chance. This is what we call a white face cross. It's a cross between a white face and a black face sheep, so it comes out a little bit of white, a little bit of black.
Well, it looks like number three, first position with number one and number four fighting for second. It's still number three, and then four. Look at them.
And that's our spotlight on the Kent County Youth Fair. Had to make sure we got some sound of the little piggy races and a little bit of Nat's sound of the goats and more. It's right in your own backyard. Get out and, certainly enjoy the farming and the good work that the kids and the kids at heart do. Kent County Youth Fair happening out in Lowell.